So anyway, it was a crazy weekend. Maybe the craziest weekend we've had this year.
Well, I thought one of the best players on the ice all weekend long was Mike Neville, and he got the first goal on Friday night.
Broken up by the Huskies. Woods able to hold it in. Then it just comes out. Shorthanded opportunity. Here comes Mike Neville in. Shoots. Scores! Mikey Neville with the goal! Gives the Huskies a 1-0 lead with 10:52 left to go in the first period.
Mike Neville with the goal. Only his second of the season. And that was a great shorthanded breakaway goal, Coach. And he timed that pretty good. And they did bobble the puck every once in a while on that blue line.
Yeah, every once in a while. It's sort of an interesting game. We'll talk about their goals, but they end up 3-for-4 on the power play. But on the first one, we were great, I thought, on the PK, and Mike did a great job. And he's got good speed, and you could see he just had enough speed to stay ahead of the defender. And then what a great shot. I mean, he just went in hash marks, top shelf. And we see that all the time. So I'm on Mike a little bit. I guess not on him. I'm encouraging him to be a little bit more offensive, because he can. He's got a good shot. He's got good speed. Doesn't mind getting in the tough areas. You can see, we'll talk about the play he makes later on in the game. He's got good feel on the ice and a good playmaker. And you know, he was one of the leading scorers on his team in junior. So sometimes you pigeonhole these guys. This is all they can do. Then he's a penalty kill defensive player, etc. But I think we're asking players all the time to try and expand their game to be better overall. So good for Mike, but we needed that goal. Got us off to a good start.
Joel Esperon scores at the 11:08 mark.
Bouncy puck just wide of the net inside of the Michigan Tech zone, quickly to the blue line, and Malcolm Gould just avoids a big open ice hit and makes a play to get past a couple of Alaska players across the line. Here's a pass over for Esperon. Scores! Oh, you can feel it building that time for the Huskies. What a play! Starting at center ice for Malcolm Gould and finishing it off, big number 11, Joel Esperance.
CJ Eich with a nice pass over there. Great play by Malcolm Gould. He was in a little bit of trouble, Coach, it looked like, at center ice, and got away out of it.
Well, he was. He was fortunate, let's put it that way, to get out of that with the puck. I mean, you know, a guy lined him up pretty good, but he was able to slip off the check, and the puck got through. And Malcolm stayed with it, and that's the good thing. He stayed with it, and when he gets a little bit of open ice or some space, you see how creative, how good he is. And he drove the middle lane and made a wide pass to CJ on his left. And then CJ just had the patience and the wherewithal to just hold on to it and wait till things opened up. Malcolm, by driving the middle, Malcolm Gould or any player like that is going to usually take a defender with him. So that opens up the far lane, and that's what CJ saw, Joel coming down the far lane, and made a real good pass. And I like Joel's shot. He didn't dust it off, you know, stick handle it, whatever. He just shot it, and obviously another big goal, and we've got some momentum going now.
Max Vallis makes it 3-0.
Play inside of the Huskies zone. Kassar trying to hold it in, can't do it. Huskies have a 3-on-2 brought up by Sturros. Sturros looking in front, holds it, did deliver, scores! The Max Vallis with the goal! What a play by Reed Sturros from the back door for Max Vallis, and an easy tap in. The Huskies lead 3-0.
Mike Neville gets an assist on that along with Reed Sturros, and great patience there by Sturros to hold on until the last minute there.
Well, he made a real nice play, and I liked it. Also with Matt Roy, had good patience in the neutral zone, waited till a lane opened up, made the quick out pass to Mike Neville, and then Mike drove the middle, drew out both the defensemen, sort of came to Mike because he's in the middle of the ice, and then he made that no-look backhand pass. Perfect pass to Vallis, and Vallis is hot. He knows what to do with that puck. You know, top of the circle's in. You can all just see it. He just starts, you know, getting so excited, and mouth starts watering. You know, he just goes in, and a big time shot. That was a great shot, and a big goal, because they had got themselves back in the game to 4-3, and that gave us a little bit of cushion.
No, this was the third goal.
Yeah, the third goal, the one he's driving the net. Yep. Yeah, that was a, you know, another almost similar to the second goal.
Really?
That drove hard. So
yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here, Duke. I'm just getting so excited, you know, the way the pucks are going in the net. But yeah, no, and again, we drove the net. We did a much better job of getting to the net, and that's what you have to do against a team like Fairbanks.
So Max Vallis from Reed Sturros and Mike Neville at the 13:07 mark. Matt Roy makes it 4-0.
Price pass intercepted by the Huskies and brought up across by Hanenin. Hanenin getting around Burns. Hanenin brings it in, centering pass all the way through for Roy. Roy will shoot it through, score! Matt Roy with a great shot from the point, and I don't think Patan got that one.
No, but Alex Patan did a pretty good job of getting in the sight lane, I think, of the goaltender to help that go
we
in.
We did. We had a couple guys there. And we got a little break. Tyler Hanen, I think, was trying to throw the puck to might have been Jake Lucchini was out there on the ice with him, and it missed Lucchini and got all the way through to the point, and nobody was out with Matt Roy. And our defenseman got the puck a lot this weekend. And that's become a common theme. A lot of teams, they've collapsed five guys in their defensive zone and don't worry about the defensive or the defense on the point much. So, but good shot by Matt. Good, quick, hard shot. We had a lot of traffic there. And, big lead. And sometimes the coach, you get a little nervous when you get that big lead because there's so much hockey left. And it's just – it's easy. And we've seen our team in the past a couple times, you know, Bemidji the week before, we get that big lead and we just relax, just, you know, and we went into the intermission and we talked about it and, you know, reset our sort of our motors, our minds and our goals, what we want to do the second period. And sure enough, you know, I thought we started well at the second period, but, you know, as we found out, we gave up a tough goal. But great first period, good first period. Pucks went in for us. Pucks went in easy for us. But nonetheless, we made some good plays, and Jamie played pretty well in the first period. The shots and attempts and everything were fairly even in the first period. So even though the score is 4-0, it was a fairly even game.
So it is 4-0. We go to the second period, and things start to unravel a little bit. And Coach Ferguson, we talked to him before Saturday night's game, and we asked him what was said in the locker room. He said one goal, you know, just score the first one, and then we'll worry about the second, third, and fourth. And that's what they did. They got the first goal in that second period.
And it's off for Lucchini backside. There's a chance for Gould. And I don't think Malcolm knew it was going to come right to his stick like that. Had he known, he would have been more prepared. Here's Roy with a shot through traffic. That one hit Baltus. Breakaway back the other way. Erickson coming out of the box, looking to shoot. Does scores. Erickson with the breakaway goal. Put it in. Pass goaltender Jamie Phillips. And it's a 4-1 score here at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena.
I wanted to ask you, Coach, did he swing back in the play a little bit there, or was he right out of the box? I could not remember.
Well, he came right out of the box. He might have taken the first couple steps towards our zone, and then the puck came right to him. So, yeah, he was. It's not like he came right out of the box and went right across our defensive blue line. No, he's sort of coming back towards the red line, and then the puck got turned over, and he was gone. And he's a great skater. I mean, he's a good hard worker, good player for him. But I didn't like it. That's where and we talked a lot about just our game management and our just awareness on Friday night was not good. Understanding how the game was going and where we're at. And that's a key situation where your defensemen have to understand, and really all five guys on the ice, how much time is left in the penalty, because you don't want to give up an easy chance like that. And we had played pretty well up until that point. We had some good chances on the power play, and they're going nowhere. Their team's going nowhere, you know, and all of a sudden comes out of the box and we're not aware of it. Our defensemen both get caught. Nobody backs the play up, and they get a breakaway and score.
So with the goal, Josh Erickson is fifth of the season. Hins and Atkinson get the assist. Then they score two straight power play goals to make it a one-goal game.
Krieger in front. Munson with the shot. Went wider than another shot wider than net. Oh, and Munson at the open net on the short side. Took it behind the net, though. Didn't think he could get there in time. Here's Fry with the shot. Scores! Fry right from the point with the power play goal, and the net is back in this game. 4-2. Got by Atkinson, able to skate it up the middle. Gillies watching him carefully. Atkinson rocks it in. Here's a pass to Basara. His shot. Oh, rebound there. Loose puck. Back again. And how did it stay out of the net? Wood scores. And it's a 4-3 game of power play goal for the Nanooks. We'll see if they look at this again. But poor Jamie Phillips just could not do any more on that play.
Well, the first goal, Coach, was a shot from the point, and that found its way in, right?
Yeah, lost coverage. We did a poor job of blocking shots and getting in shooting lanes on Friday night. And it wasn't one guy. It was just our whole team for the most part. And anytime you're killing penalties, you have to make sure you get in that lane. You got to block shots. And we just did not do a very good job of that. I thought when you look back on the game, we did a pretty good job killing penalties for about, you know, most of the penalty, and all of a sudden there's about a 15 second where we just go brain dead, or, you know, something happens, and it just killed everything. So killed the momentum, and obviously they scored those goals. But I did not like that. I did not like, you know, and it was some individual breakdowns, and And then we got run around a little bit. The other guys were trying to do too much on the PK, trying to do two or three guys other jobs instead of just doing their own. And I give Alaska credit. You know, they did a pretty good job. Coming in, their power play was not very good. And here they are, and they get the power play goals. Well, we've only talked about two of them, but they end up getting three on the night, which I think they only had maybe, I want to say, 18.